The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I'm absolutely delighted to be having a chat with Aileen White. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to us here. Of course, you're involved with Daffodil Day and you've come on to talk to us and share your experience. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thanks a million, Louise. Thanks for having me. I'm delighted to be here today and to speak about Daffodil Day for the Irish Cancer Society.
Absolutely. Now, Aileen, of course, your journey has been incredibly inspiring. Can you tell me a little bit about how you first got involved with Daffodil Day and why it's so important to you?
Yeah, so I suppose my journey itself, I was diagnosed with breast cancer back in 2018 at the tender age of 38, about 2 months before my wedding.
Wow.
So the journey itself for me was obviously tough, as it is for everybody. So then last year, I reached out to the Irish Cancer Society to share my story, because I think it's really important to share positive stories. And as I reached out, I am now a Daffodil Day ambassador for the Irish Cancer Society. I've so much, you know, appreciation to what they do for people such as myself, both mm-hmm. patients and patients' families, in terms of the services that they offer. Unfortunately, the funding they receive from the government is minimum of 5%. So the like the Daffodil Day is such an important fundraising event for them, and it enables them to be able to provide services such as driving patients to chemotherapy, night nurses, and so on. So yeah, so I, as I said, after my own experience, I wanted to give back in some way, shape or form.
Well done, and that's really inspiring. I know cancer can be a really tough topic to even have a chat about. I lost my own mother to cancer in 2016. But days like today, or days like Daffodil Day, they can bring so much hope. What does it mean to you personally? Obviously, you know, you've such a passion for wanting to help people, and obviously, you know, you believe in the Irish Cancer Society, and that's why you're here having a chat and spreading awareness today.
Yeah, that's right, Louise. First of all, sorry to hear about your mum. My
Thanks
own
so
mum
much.
Passed away to cancer many years ago also, which I suppose like 40 years ago was when Daffodil Day kind of first emerged. And when that happened, you know, at the time, survival rates were, you know, 3 in 10 people were surviving. Now it's doubled. And that is purely based on the research, better treatment, early detection. And without funding into the research, you know, we wouldn't be improving survival rates all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like Daffodil Day to me, I suppose, you know, yellow, it's a bright, lovely colour and it symbolises hope for me, you know, hope that things will constantly improve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're getting better. Early detection, you know, is key. And if people are aware of that and how that can impact their journey, you know, it's a big thing in, mm-hmm. in terms of your survival potentially, you know. So Daffodil Day, the time of year it is, it's spring, it's renewal, the evenings are getting brighter, you know, people feel good. And just seeing that yellow, you know, it just reminds you of the sun. The sun always brings smile to everybody's face. So yeah, it's a really positive day, and I said a day of hope for everybody.
Absolutely, I love that. You know, support is such a massive part of your cancer journey. How did the Irish Cancer Society actually help you along the way?
So for me, the Irish Cancer Society support a network of cancer support centres around the country. So at the time I was diagnosed, I reached out to my local cancer support centre. And to, you know, it's a really, really important part of anybody's journey, I think, to reach out to these centres who provide counselling services supported by the Irish Cancer Society mm-hmm. for both the patient and family also. So it's really, really important to get behind the likes of Daffodil Day, because without these services, you know, like people would be at a loss.
Mm-hmm.
So I, as I said, my journey was with my local cancer support centre, and the support, the counselling, everything provided was amazing and helped me get through the journey. Also, from the perspective of, you know, the unknown, you're diagnosed with cancer and straight away from a medical side of things, like you're given a treatment plan, but there's so much more that goes with the cancer journey. You know, entitlements, what you're entitled to. So when you can reach out to the Irish Cancer Society, they'll talk you through your entitlements. They'll talk you through, you know, do you need this? Do you need, you know, a lift to chemotherapy?
Yeah.
You know, how to go about maybe applying for a medical card. You know, from my own personal experience in terms of a medical card, I did apply for a medical card on being diagnosed, but unfortunately, after 9 months of paperwork and backwards and forwards, I was rejected. And eventually, unfortunately, I had to get the assistance of local TDs.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I was granted the medical card. You know, this is something yeah. that me personally and the Irish Cancer Society would really advocate for, is that upon diagnosis, you are given a medical card for the duration of your treatment. You know, I always Absolutely. Find it strange. It's called a medical card.
Yeah.
However, it's not really based on medical needs. It appears that, you know, it's based on, you know, earnings, mm-hmm. you know. So it's something that I really believe, you know, at the time when you're going through deep pain and treatment, you do not need the stress of medical bills coming in after chemotherapy.
Yeah.
There is a lot of medication that you need to take, so you know, the cost of the medication, the cost of wigs, if you've got a niggle, obviously you're so concerned, so you know, you do visit your GP mm-hmm. more, so having a medical card lightens that burden. So you know, it's something that I think the government really, really, you know, need to look into, that the medical card should apply to people based on medical needs. So look, that's the type of support though that the Irish Cancer Society can give you by guiding you and telling you about your various different entitlements that you're entitled to along the way. So yeah, as I said, it's really important. The other side, obviously, is the counselling that they provide.
Yeah.
So whilst you're going through treatment, you know, the physical side, I suppose everybody knows the physical side to chemotherapy, or it's very visible.
Mm-hmm.
And from my experience, you know, you go in and you say, oh, this happened this week, and there's always an answer or a treatment or maybe a tablet or something that can help you. But, you know, the emotional and mental side of a cancer diagnosis is extremely, extremely tough. So it's not something, you know, that's covered by the medical profession. So therefore, the likes of the Irish Cancer Society, you know, assist with counselling, both, as I said, for the patient and for, you know, their families. I had young children, like, you know, it to help them understand and explain what's going on. So it's really, really important. You
it's
know?
So important. Absolutely. Obviously, you're a big advocate for cancer awareness. What's the one piece of advice that you'd maybe give to people listening right now?
Listen to your body.
Yeah.
That would be the one thing that I would say. Don't ignore something. Don't put it off. Oh, I'll go to the doctor next week. You know, if you, like, from my experience, I literally found a lump in the shower. I was on to my GP the next day, went in, you know, said, okay, let's send you for a mammogram. Everything happened in a whirlwind, literally within, you know, a week, 2 weeks. However, that early detection, I fully believe, saved my life.
Yeah.
So it's very important to listen to your body. You know, if you're feeling extra tired, if you're feeling something, like, just go and get it seen to, you know, just listen, because that will save your life.
Yeah, that's so, so, so important. For anybody who wants to support Daffodil Day, what's the best way that they can get involved and even make a difference?
You know, the best way to get involved is if you have a party of people, you know, have a coffee morning,
yeah.
go for a sea swim, go for a walk together, see, you know, can your children's class do, you know, a pajama day,
Lovely.
Anything, you know, every euro counts. And if you can't get involved or you can't do something as such yourself, you know, buy a daffodil, buy a pin off somebody standing outside your local shop. You will never know what a charity does until you need that charity.
Yeah.
So please God, you know, most people won't need the services, but for those who do, it's vital. It's vital to have them services. Like, and you know, the services will run out if they don't get the funding. So mm-hmm. you buy that pin, buy that daffodil, you know, support your local Irish Cancer Society online, make a donation if you can't get out of the house. So, you know, that's what I would say to people to do. As I said, it's a beautiful time of the year. It's spring, it's bright, you know, yellow symbolizes, like, everyone going around with that pin or their daffodil on their coat. it brings a smile to my face anyway when you see everybody out there and thinking, you know, it's something really positive. So look, it doesn't matter how big or small your donation is or what you do or how much you raise, you know, just try, get out there and do something. And I said, if you can't do something, you know, just buy a bunch of flowers, buy a daffodil, buy a pin, or make a donation online, because absolutely every euro, you know, will enable the Irish Cancer Society to support more and more people, because demand is growing. You know, the demand is growing. So like the services are needed more and more every day.
Definitely. Aileen, you're an inspiration. That was so brave. And thank you so much for coming on to talk and share your story, because it's not the easiest of topics to have a chat about. But I think by having this conversation on air on iRadio and by you sharing your story, you'll definitely spread awareness to others about Daffodil Day. Thank you so much for coming on. I really, really appreciate your time. And we would urge people to get out there and support Daffodil Day for the Irish Cancer Society. Aileen, thank you so much. And I look forward to catching up with you again really soon.
Great, Louise. Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.